Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי
Starting from the book, the writings of Bala Sulam, sorry, Kabbalah for the Student, page 473. We're reading the article and this for Judah. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions about the relevant topics will be live. Again, reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page 473, article This is for Judah. We're beginning in the middle of the article with We Need to Understand. It's on the bottom of page 473. We need to understand this dispute. The reason for beginning with denunciation and ending in praise is, as it is written, as far as light excelleth darkness. Hence we must remember the issue of the denunciation, that through it we acquire thorough knowledge of the mercies of the Creator with us. It is known that our whole beginning is only in denunciation, since absence precedes presence. This is why a wild ass's colt is born a man. And in the end, he acquires the shape of a man. This applies to every element in creation. And this was so in the rooting of the Israeli nation, too.
Meaning, everything begins with... We have to understand that the purpose of creation is to bring the creature, the will to receive, to identify with the Creator, the will to bestow, and the identification cannot take place in the matter itself within the creature, which is the will to receive, but in the way that the creature wishes to use his will to receive in order to bring it to the same form, meaning to the same expression, like the Creator, like the will to bestow. And therefore, he's born as the, so to speak, pure will to receive, pure of any will to bestow, completely opposite to the Creator, so-called a wild-ass colt. And then, bit by bit, through the small influences from above, he starts awakening until the Creator brings him to a state where the will to receive it develops more and more. And certainly, a person, he doesn't participate in the process at all until he starts seeing that his states are unpleasant, not good states, that he is shifting from bad to worse situations, and he starts asking himself, because his nature is the will to receive, then he starts asking, okay, what's going on? And then he starts seeing that there's a kind of a corrupted process here, and what do you do? And then some special desire awakens in us to not simply know how to get along in life like we thought in previous generations. We side on our parents, on the previous generations, how actually they were immersed only into how to survive, how to build life in a the correct most possible form, confident, certain for themselves, for their children, grandchildren. And this was actually their entire direction. That's all they wanted. Money, health, wealth, you know, security. We are in a completely different generation, that our aspiration, our yearning is for something beyond that. We can disrespect money, honor. Food sex family, it's not like it was back then. Many of us wish to attain the meaning of life. And here we are already in a new state. So, as a result, we can understand that specifically by the increasing of the problems, of the iniquities, it is we who define whether they're increasing or not. It's as a result of the light excels the darkness, meaning that the greater the darkness becomes, our egoistic will to receive shows us how it brings us to a state where we see no benefit as a result. In terms of, okay, I have everything, but I actually have nothing, because the will to receive that grew in me right now, I get no fulfillment in it. I have food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, more or less. These are things that I can fulfill, but I can't be satisfied. And then here starts the work of scrutiny. Okay, so what do I do? And those that start aspiring for the meaning of life, seeing it as a goal, an achievement, then they are called Israel, meaning Yeshar Kel. And this is how we see that a wild ass's cult man is born, but then through the development, he reaches the questions of the animate level, of the human level, starting so from afar. And it has to be this way because the corrections, they have to be over the entire will to receive which the Creator has created. Yes, quickly.
Rav, those 3 days that we in which we engage in this article, it constantly seems to me that as we talk about it, we are actually supporting what Rav is saying and not what Shmuel is saying in the dispute, that we have to begin with our forefathers were idol worshippers.
I'm following the text. I don't know what you're saying. I'm going with the text later. He'll explain to us, according to what Shmuel says, that we were slaves, that the burdening, the enslavement starts from that state of enslavement. That's where Adam starts from, not from Babylon. We'll learn. I'm going with the text.
Because in this dispute,
from what we've read now, is there something that you're asking about?
Yes, because my belly... Oh.
Show me, where does it say in the passage we just read what you're asking about?
The dispute is about...
I'm not talking about the dispute. Answer what I'm asking. Where, from what we read, it says about Shmuel and Rav. It says about the dispute. He's not talking about it right now. Why are you deviating us? That you're recalling the three names. We don't. Our purpose is to commentate where we are now and what we're reading at the moment. I'm sorry. This is not the way to study. It's an egoistic approach to the material. So don't do that.
The reason for it is that the Creator elicited creation, existence from absence. Hence, there is not a single creation that was not previously in absence. However, this absence has a distinct form in each element in creation. Because when we divide reality into four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, we find that the beginning of the still is necessarily complete absence. However, the beginning of the vegetative is not complete absence, but merely its former degree, which compared to itself is considered absence. And in the matter of sowing and decay, which are necessary for any seed, it is received from the shape of the still. Also, it is the same with the absence of the animate and the speaking. The vegetative form is considered absence with respect to the animate, and the animate form is considered absence with respect to the speaking.
Meaning that every time we examine ourselves with respect to where we are, and the previous level for us, it disappears. Meaning, I don't want to be connected to it. I have to be connected to the level on which I am right now. And therefore, the development is always forward. And therefore, it teaches us.
Hence, the text teaches us that the absence that precedes man's existence is the form of the beast. This is why it is written, "A wild ass's colt is born a man." As it is necessary for every person to begin in the state of a beast.
And he'll examine himself with respect to that beast, and every time he'll want to rise to a higher degree of the human, and each time fall into the degree, onto the animalistic degree, in an ever clearer manner, and that will help him rise ever higher, and so each time. Meaning that every time that we rise, we are in an ascent with respect to the previous degree, and we fall into a deeper understanding of the previous level, of how despised it actually is. The lower you fall, the higher you can rise. That's called anyone greater than his friend. His desires are greater than his, meaning that you discover the beast in us as ever greater, meaning that the more we advance, and are you listening, Gershon? Then you will see the beast as being worse. Both for yourself and also toward the friends, maybe towards the friends all the time, but with respect to yourself, sometimes. No, I'm kidding, but actually it's true. The friends will see it, even though that anyone who blames does it due to his own flaws, but they'll see it, and they'll have to justify you and elevate you. Completing it on their own behalf, and then you'll have to ascend this way, the Creator showing you that you are an ever worse beast, and you'll enjoy this, saying, "Thank you very much for showing me who I am and how have you created such a terrible thing," as it says that not Abraham, Rabbi Elazar, that used to walk on the beach, and this horrific person came his way, that he was stunned. How could there be such a horrific creature? That's how you grow. Go ahead.
And the writing says, "Men and beasts you preserve, O Lord." And as a beast is given all that it needs for its sustenance and a fulfillment of its purpose, he also provides man with all that is necessary for his sustenance and the fulfillment of his purpose.
But for either of them, you have to work. The Creator, he neither advances the beast nor the Adam part without there being a need on behalf of the Adam part to advance. The degree on which we are, we're the ones to define and determine this. It's not that the situation itself it reveals to us this way. The more I'm integrated into society, the more I receive the values from it, corresponding to these values, and according to how much I get from the lesson, from the books, from the everything that I'm engaged in, accordingly, I can determine both the state of the Adam and also my animalistic state. These states, per se, have no meaning. But it is only the person himself who gives the meaning. You're silent. Yes?
It's not so clear in our advancement, what determines our advancement? The state of the animal or the earlier state? Because an animal means you're all the way down. And what does he mean when he says an animal or a beast?
Beast, it means that I do not aspire to become Adam, and I determine that I am on the animalistic level. It doesn't mean that I'm merely in the will to receive. If I'm only in the will to receive, I don't say about myself that I'm a beast. I say about myself that, look, I'm a human, everyone's this way, what do you want? Yeah, I want to succeed in life, I want to do this, I want to do that, so that's how people are. Look at everyone. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person who has connection with spirituality. And then, according to his current situation, he determines that he is a beast, meaning has no yearning to be an Adam.
What does it help us? What does it give us, this fall, this descent?
I know the situation I'm in, that I have no yearning for adhesion to be like the Creator. It's a necessary discernment. How can I advance without that?
Yes, but let's say I'm in degree number 70. Why doesn't he fall into degree number 69? Why does he have to fall all the way to the animalistic level? Why he doesn't go to 69 and then jump up? Why does he have to lower him all the way to the bottom? And from there he has to jump even higher.
He has to raise...
No, I'm just saying, yes. You know...
He has to rise to a higher level, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, what does it mean, a higher level?
To be more bestowing, more close to the Creator.
Close to the Creator, more similar to the Creator.
Yes.
Okay, so there he has to have a new kli.
Yes.
Okay, his new kli, where does it begin?
It has to start from the adjacent degree, not from...
Why from the...
Adjacent.
Why from the following degree? It's 10 new sefirot. It really has to be, if I add to a small teddy bear, a small monkey, I get a small human? No, how could that be? Help me find some kind of an example, because I need a new example. It's the height. It's a completely different essence. Suppose you take out some part of a body, and you take a cell, and you say that it's a human cell. It's not a cell of a fish or of any animal. It's a cell. It's a piece of flesh. Okay, if it's a fish or an animal, I don't know, a fish is something, okay, it's different. But whether it's a piece of flesh from a human or an animal or a monkey, yes, they say that each level is different, 79 or 80. You have to start from scratch. You don't have to climb like you climbed before, but you have to fall, completely lose what you had before, and build something new. That the Ari explains in the third part of tests. Bala Sulam says that there's the still vegetative animate in speaking, and the average between the still and the vegetative and animate in speaking, it does not mean that it passes in a smooth way. It doesn't happen smoothly. Maybe this we see according to our eyes, but give me please a smooth transition that from a monkey you get a human. Show me please at least something. No such thing. So how does he say that this is how it developed? It was a great inner revolution, also from the still to the vegetative. Same. There's a search for it in the entire universe. Where is the beginning of life? We don't know. You know what a cell, a living cell, is? The amoeba that develops something. There's a divine force in the still that develops it in order for it to start to for it to become alive. There's already godliness in it if it comes alive. So it's impossible that we grow by 1 degree. Everything changes. There's no somewhat of in spirituality. There has to be a complete descent and to rise to a new degree. We learn it also from the shattering of the vessels, that each time the Melech, he breaks entirely and comes a new Melech, a new king in his place. And, you know, he's gonna break. Why? Still, he goes for it, makes the Zivuk Daka and everything else. And so there is no a bit of, therefore, our descent. You hear this, Gershon? If I'm talking about descent, I turn to you. If I talk about descent, I turn to Neve. He's not here. Oh, he is here. Okay, so the descents have to be to the very bit, to the very end. Therefore, I've heard the strengthening the group and every time to write. It's a good tip to write during the time of descent. Soon I will be in descent and I will be happy about this descent just like I am for this ascent, because both of them complete each other and come as single degree. You're writing it down. Good. Later, you'll tell us whether you read it, and if you read it, how did you relate to it, and did you shout at me, or did you scream at me while you were reading it?
Roman from Nuremberg is asking, can we say that the more we advance, the beastly desires become lower, and the desires of the man become higher?
The human, the Adam, becomes more of a beast in the descent. Anyone greater than his friend, his desires are greater than his. When he falls into levels that... I remember the Rabashi told me, you just wait and see. And when he ascends, then it's accordingly.
Can you explain how this process works with respect to the broad public?
No. With respect to the broad audiences, there is no process. They will get this process without the ascents and descents, but they'll simply join us and live like the small that is born and grows and gets from his parents all that he needs. He joins their life. This is how it's going to be with the broad public. They will not have to go through ascents and descents because their deficiencies, they don't have this inner dualism. They don't have two forces. There's no will to receive and a spark. There's only the will to receive. This is what I'm talking about. So, with the people of Israel, I don't know how it's going to happen in a detailed manner, because actually each one has a point in his heart, to which extent and when will it reveal, I don't know the stages, it's not up to us to talk about it right now, but all in all, the nations of the world, meaning those who were never in spiritual ascent and in the shattering, meaning in the destruction of the temples and so on, shattering from it in exile, they only join us.
So it will turn them to the degree of Adam if they don't have that duality in them.
Connection with us? The connection with us, they will attain 100% like everyone else, because they don't have, how to say, they don't have the ability to make these discernments within themselves, but through us they will have this ability.
This means that until we will have our own ascent, do our own work, they have no chance even to...
Have no chance, therefore they have a complaint toward us. Why aren't you ascending? Why aren't you doing your work, giving us good? You have the key for the good, and you're not doing anything, so we hate you for a just reason.
So why are we disseminating into the world? Why don't we close ourselves in and do all this inner work that we have to do? And by that, correct the world. Why do we have to go out and disseminate and perform all of these actions that we're performing, sitting in discussion circles with all kinds of people we don't even know, who have no chance even to reach it by themselves anyway?
First of all, through the circles that we do, we introduce into the world understanding that connection is good. That's good in any case. It's good for anything, because at least the whole world is advancing toward the understanding that connection can save us. How to reach that? It's a problem. But that's the Savior, the only Savior. And this is what we want to achieve, both for Israel and also the Jews overseas, and also the nations of the world, where truly we see, and also more or less everyone will agree to it pretty quickly. But now, not to perform any action toward the nations of the world. Maybe I can't understand that exactly, because the system is pretty complex, but the more we awaken in them, in this external system, the understanding about the connection, they will come to us and will need to demand those deficiencies in order to reach the right connection. We need them. Look, simple example. Bala Sulam went to Poland, to the Polish people, wanting to show them how to make the right revolution through connection. So you understand what a foolish act is done by such a great Kabbalist. What is he going to do there? Who? What? Why? How? But you see that we don't understand these things, but they're very important. Yes.
In our connection with the external public, the broad public, when we come in contact with them, what is this to be included in their deficiencies, to awaken them from the outside so that they will pressure us? What exactly am I supposed to do with them?
You just have to show him that the connection is good.
Okay, that's externally, but internally, when I come to contact with him, what should I want? What should I...
What audiences are you talking about?
The broad public. I come into contact with the broad public, I go out, I meet them.
In Israel or overseas?
Yeah, in Israel. Soon we're going to meet them and...
So say exactly what you mean. I don't understand what you're saying. That you were born in on the Schenking Street in Tel Aviv and you came to Petah Tikva, for you it's like going overseas. So this I don't understand. So that's the problem. If you come to Jews, and especially Israelis, you actually explain to them that connection isn't just good, that it is the basis of our nation, and this is how we were made into a nation, and that this ideology was the glue that put us together, that brought us together, kept us together, and therefore this is the only way that we can exist. And this is the reason for which today we don't exist as a nation, but we are the collection of diaspora. That's it. And it can't continue this way for long, because we are in mutual hatred, and hatred is destruction, is separation and going into exile. And we already see that half the country are yelling, let's go into exile, and the other half also will soon go into exile. So we have no choice. We need the connection. And so you explain connection on, we have good on a daily basis, and connection on in connecting the people, being our statute, our constitution. And this is what we have to introduce into a person. And maybe even say that this comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the wisdom of connection, and that's all that it is. and that we disregard, disrespect it. It's because these egoists, and regardless, secular, religious, don't want the connection, don't want love another as thyself, and this is why they reject the wisdom of Kabbalah this way. But in our times, this is impossible. You are going to explain it to them in a rational manner, and they need to eventually understand that and feel it, and they have these sparks. They do, even in those that don't kiss the mezuzahs.
Yeah, it's actually very powerful, this explanation about the rejection of love, their friend as they self. So the fact that they'll stop disregarding it, they'll understand the necessity to connect, that will be equivalent to all the work that we are doing here, with all of these ascents and descents, just their agreement, their acceptance of this condition, that is the work that will elevate them to the degree of Adam.
When they will raise all of Israel, if they'll connect to us through these circles, and we will learn how to keep these circles going with them. Once a week, half an hour, on TV, through the internet, mobiles, smartphones, I don't know, however you call them, you'll see how you connect them to the source of light, and they're advancing. They don't have to sit daily, 3 hours a day, studying and disseminating at night and whatever we're doing. But it will truly be sufficient for them. All the rest they'll receive from you. It's like a lower level. It's like a baby receives everything from you. He has everything, but he receives it from you. How? In whatever he's connected to you. Same with them. It'll be enough for them to be connected to us, to get from us everything that they're lacking. It's really simple work on their behalf, and on our behalf, serious work. We have to learn. It's not the quantitative dissemination, but qualitative. We have to learn how to reach the public, not losing contact with them, keeping on going with them once a week at least. Workshop on TV, something good, nice, general workshop. And to explain to them that there are further such workshops towards for children, for young couples, that you improve your life and simply. Yes, Leo. Okay, to continue this talk, we're meeting this evening, 6:30, all the groups all over Israel to prepare for going out to the circles that we'll have all over Israel.
Meaning we'll have people here?
Yeah, here in Petah Tikva and in all of our groups all over Israel and also our groups from around the world, and we'll all go through this preparation together.
Okay, and what are you going to do?
The main topic we'd like to talk about is our attitude toward the audience, how to correctly relate to them, treat them. Maybe you could say a few words.
First of all, our whole future depends on that. Just to make it clear, future, I mean, in all respects, even in terms of the very existence of this nation, of our people. Today, as you know, we are on such sites that we will have to fight a lot on our very existence with. You know, they say that your friends who become your enemies are a lot worse than the enemies that you always were concerned with. So, we are truly in a state which is very bad. And we'll have to invest a lot of energy, a lot of wisdom, into how do we keep ourselves. And we don't have a lot with which we can oppose it. Rather, we saw from what we went through how much, if we want to, then we succeed. And we succeeded big time. We can see how much it is beyond what you can even imagine or expect.
So, if we here will learn how to go out to the public, how to explain to them correctly their destiny, in the beginning we just explain how to improve life in all kinds of different manners, how to improve the social life, the life of the nation, meaning how to still arrange things so that they won't again steal the treasury and will have corruption all over and all kinds of problems and things. We have to explain to them that connection is necessary all over the world and especially in the people of Israel. And this international pressure that we're starting to feel. Half a year ago, nobody was thinking that, well, you know, if we were to talk with an Israeli half a year ago, anti-Semitism, I don't feel any of it, I don't have any of it here, it's all just nonsense and stories. But now, through all kinds of new events, especially things happening in Europe, they start to feel what it is. Soon they'll simply shut down all of our markets. You want to able to produce anything that you to sell anything you produce in Europe, they won't buy it. So who's going to buy it? Nowadays in the world you have a surplus of anything, and without that, and they have a very nice reason to do it. This is an apartheid state, and we don't want to buy anything from such a country. And then you'll simply choke. And we have no possibility to do anything against that. Nothing. And then all the big companies that we have here, that are truly good, big international companies, they'll simply run away from Israel. So nowadays, instead of weapons, all these tanks and airplanes, you know, weapons is the weapon, the true weapon is just money, simply. It used to just be a means to acquire weapons, but now the money itself is weapon. They have sanctions over you, they shut you in, lock you in, you know, they cut off the SWIFT, the money for the means by which you transfer money between banks, and that's it. It's as though they would cut off your hands and legs, and that's it. So we have to realize that, you know, if we're talking about us, we have no possibility in our hands to do anything to fight against that, except what we do. And this is indeed a more powerful weapon than all of the money or all of these sanctions, because by that we truly draw the light, and by that we can stop and even invert their attitude to the opposite, so that they'll see that from this country we don't just export all kinds of parts of computers or medicine, but rather that from this light comes light. That they'll feel that there's something so important here that they cannot disregard it. That they're connected to it. It's an infusion that they receive from here. And therefore, this is the work that we have to do. So that here would truly be the place which is connected to the upper force, and through it, the light is imparted to the whole world. The bad forces will intensify more and more, and they'll come closer to us. And this is also what it says in the prophets. And we are in advanced states that are actually good. It is all according to the purpose, according to the general plan. However, we have to accordingly work. So we have to agree between us what kind of plan are we going to follow, how do we carry out these actions, the order of the actions, with what do we go out, with what materials, in with what frequency, to which audiences, etc. And it has to be both here in Israel and in Russia, in Europe and America, even South America, in all of those territories. And we have to do that. Otherwise, it will be very bad for us and for the whole world. It is beginning to advance, in short. We are in what is called the War of Armageddon. It is taking place already. However, now we really have to bring out the new weapon, one against the other. Because once the Europeans and the Americans turn together against Israel, as Bala Sulam says, if somebody takes a stick, you take a rock. If somebody takes a rock, you take a gun. Against that, you have to have a machine gun. Against that, you have to have a tank, etc. So it's the same here. Against that attitude, we have only one thing. Here, we cannot put anything else against it. Only the source of the light. This is the phase where we have to do it. And this is why we're given an opportunity and an understanding and a feeling and the ability to accumulate that in us and bring it out. Yes.
So we're starting to more and more understand how essential and crucial what we're doing really is. Let's say during the winter when we couldn't really go out to the circles, we dedicated our time to prepare ourselves for this time. We had training for our moderators, we wrote the workshops. But today, on this training, we'd like to talk about something more general for anyone who's participating in this activity. The more general thing is our attitude, our approach to the public. What should our attitude, our approach be? Should we come as bigger? Should we come as equals? How should we come to the public?
Oh, it has to be the attitude of the grown-ups and good at heart. A small one cannot be affected by one who is even smaller than him, only one by one who is greater than him. And also they cannot be affected by a friend, only if they make themselves as smaller with respect to the friend, if they do that kind of a spiritual work. But it always has to come from the greater one, the bigger one. You have to show them that you have some special knowledge and you have experience and you have a desire and you have a good heart. All of those things together, they will open up the people, they'll open up their hearts, and that's how it will happen. We have to truly have a good preparation and well, I don't know if it will be next week, because maybe everybody's running around to prepare Pesach, Passover. But more or less, yes, we have to prepare ourselves for the week of Passover and all the times to that follow it, because the summer is coming and it's very important. Yes. Who is related to dissemination? They can ask. You don't, okay? So we don't have such people here, and the others are not related to dissemination? Okay, Shai, you're related to it anyway, so what do you want to ask about that?
You said to raise the hand if you belong to dissemination, but I don't have a question. I just belong to dissemination.
Okay, so you're related to dissemination, but you have no question. So give it to your friend.
About Leo's question, in your answer that our attitude, our approach should be as great and good-hearted.
What am I coming to him for? Am I coming to punch him or give him something good? So do I have something good and he's lacking it? Yes, so I'm greater. I have to be greater as well as good.
But still, in the field, you have to have the approach, the attitude, in order to open their heart for them to help you, because eventually you want to bring them, from what I understand, to a point where they will come and start helping us.
No, you must not wait for that. If this is how you do it, then you're not worthy of doing this work. You're not qualified. Just like a guy, the teacher, he comes and he knows how to spin the people, you know, the children, and they are really children with respect to you. He knows how to spin the children or people to, so that they'll participate, they'll be happy, they'll do with him willingly and happily whatever he is not demanding of them, but spinning them to do it.
So how do we do that?
Well, that we have to learn. But if you come and you're sitting there and just waiting for them to give up and want it, no.
No, that's not what I mean.
Rather what?
What I mean is that you're operating in the field. Suppose you are the person who invites them into the circles. You have to pull them into the circles, so therefore you have to speak to their heart. And what I mean is that your attitude should be that I'm coming with an attitude that, come help us, we want to hear you.
No. Help us, that's not going to work. How come? Why would it work? Help us. Maybe in some place during the time of vacation where they have nothing better to do, so they're in a good mood. If you ask him to participate in some way and help you in that respect, well, they'll do it. Because by that you elevate them, you make him more important, that you need him. Maybe. But we need to see if that's going to work and in what places.
It did work. We did it in a lot. Intensively. It worked. It's a breakthrough point that works, that once you raise his importance and give them the importance to participate, this is how we got more and more friends.
That's on the condition that he's in a good mood, because he's on vacation, he has free time and he has nothing better to do, so why not? That might be. Could be. That could work.
You come from below. You don't come from you don't come like some educating force.
Look, if it works, I mean, check it out. I'm talking to you the way that I understand it. If you want to pull a person, then you have to turn to his will to receive, and you have to show him that he's gaining something. Here, he's also gaining, of course. He's gaining because he's as though doing you a favor, and therefore he feels that by that he becomes greater, and you fill him up like that. So during vacation, in that special time that you're talking about, it could work. I agree.
So what I'm saying is that we have to find this breakthrough point in every place we are.
Yes, that's true. I agree with that as well. Yes?
Tuesday, we had circles in Ramat Gan. A year ago, I asked you about it. It was felt. People were really proudful. They didn't want to go. You said, it's a waste of time. This time, they came in, and what I felt from the audience in a very clear way was despair. Complete despair to a point where it's hopeless, really. How can I grab that despair, but to give it some kind of a hope?
It's excellent that they feel this despair. It's very good. Why can't you get, you know, catch him on that point?
He didn't believe that I have something to give him.
No, it's the other way around. You don't tell him that you have something to give him. That's wrong. I have nothing to give you. I want to help you to see what it is inside of you, that you have power, you have an understanding, you're special, you're great. Once you connect, you'll have an opportunity to change your life, to do whatever you want. It's not that I have something to give you. I only own a method. I can help you to bring out the whole treasure that is inside each and every one. That's all. Just raise them, elevate them, so that they'll feel that, truly, whoa, I didn't have that in my pocket. I have this thing. I always looked and thought it was empty. Suddenly, you tell them that it's they're full. They have powers. They have an understanding.
So it's not that I have it. All I have is one thing: the method of the circle. That's all. Well, I'll see you this evening, and good luck. It's very important. And on the same opportunity, I'm inviting everyone. It's going to be broadcast where? Sviva Tova? Yes? All right, so I'm inviting all of our friends to be with us on Sviva Tova at 6:30 p.m. And with this...
Thank you, and have a great day and a great night.
To survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,